celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. My first guest today is Jennifer Wagner. She's from BioBag. Hi, Jennifer, and welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I wanted to ask about BioBag, and, you know, I think we try to be very conscientious pet owners when we're out walking our dogs and picking up after them. And what makes BioBag different from other pet waste disposal bags?
Yeah, sure. Well, almost all other dog waste bags are made out of polyethylene plastic, which is just a byproduct of oil refining, and those are the plastic bags, like just like our grocery bags, that last in the environment forever. Obviously, if you pick up your dog waste, you know, you're not putting that in the recycling bin, so you're not recycling, so that plastic will just last in our environment or in our landfills forever. And what makes BioBag different is our bags are made out of the starches of crops. The film that we use for our bags is certified compostable, meaning that microorganisms, the same microorganisms that, you know, would naturally break down that pet waste or food waste or other organic waste, can eat our bags. They consume our bags. So what we like to say is we make bags that don't last forever.
Well, it sounds like it's the smart way to go, and I would think that more people would get on the bandwagon with us. And did it take a while to develop this alternative to the plastic?
Yeah, plastic, regular polyethylene plastic has been around since, I think, around the 1950s or so. And this new type of compostable, biodegradable plastic was just kind of emerging onto the markets in the late 80s and the early 90s. We actually buy a particular compostable resin from an Italian company. The Italian company is called Novamont, and it was a female Italian scientist that first came up with creating plastic resin from plants. And so they've been doing it over in Europe for, you know, decades. And just recently, within the last, you know, 10, 15 years, we kind of adopted that technology here in the U.S.
I also was looking at your website, biobagusa.com, and I noticed you have a section about composting. So what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, composting and organic waste diversion, that's our main mission. Whether, you know, you're trying to alleviate all the burden of food waste, yard waste, pet waste included, that go to landfills, it said about 30% of what all, especially in the U.S., that we throw away can be sent to a compost facility or even in your backyard and turned into natural fertilizer. So we're all about, you know, completing the circle and sustainability. And so what our products do is that since they're made from the starches of crops and can be consumed by the same microorganisms that, you know, that will eat your apple core or banana peel, is that we just make a vehicle, and that's our bags, to collect that food waste, collect that lawn and leaf waste, and even as far as collecting that, you know, that doggy waste that can be composted. And so our products include, you know, like, you know, small 3-gallon food waste bags all the way up to huge 96-gallon bags that, you know, could be used in the commercial industries for restaurants and grocery stores. And we just like to make, you know, besides just those purposeful products, you know, just an alternative to regular plastic. Because as you know, a lot of plastic bags, you know, from grocery stores get out into the environment and then it pollutes our waterways and pollutes our forests and just, you know, pollutes our roadways. And so obviously we don't advocate littering, but just in case, you know, something happens to one of our bags, you know, it's not going to last forever in the environment. It will eventually go away. But like I said before, our main mission is just to help all that organic waste that is being sent to landfills, you know, polluting our environment, creating extra methane, and just filling up our landfills to turn it into something, you know, nutritional for the earth.
Yeah, I think, too, it seems to be people are a little more mindful, I think, or I'm hearing about people being more mindful about how we treat the planet. And given the fact that these bags are biodegradable, what are we looking at shelf-wise? So let's say we ordered a box and we went on vacation, or we were gone, or we didn't use it all. Do they have a long shelf life, or do we worry about them not being there when we get back?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. What we say on our website and our packaging is don't buy more than you can use in a year. And, you know, technically, if you have, you know, a box of bio bags on your shelf, they're not going to, you know, biodegrade within the box, but they'll just lose their elasticity. So we kind of call those blowouts. Sometimes, you know, people might buy, you know, a couple hundred and forget that one last box at the very back of the shelf that hadn't been opened in, you know, over 2 or 3 years, and they go to use it, and the bottom could, you know, blow out, or, you know, could easily tear, kind of like tissue paper. So we just tell people, you know, buy whatever you're going to use within a year and store them in a cool, dry place. You know, a lot of we have a new product, dog bags on the roll. So you put them on your dispenser when you're walking your dog, and that's a great new product. But, you know, don't leave it. Those aren't great to leave in the hot, humid Florida sun like you know, like we have here in the office. It's best to store them in a cool, dry place. But no one should be worried about using our bags if, you know, unless you're stocking up or you're one of those hoarders.
Uh-oh. Well, I know you have other products besides the waste bags, and did you start out with the doggy waste bags, or did you start out with different products?
We actually started our first top three products. One was just the 3 gallon size food waste bags, and so those are, you know, that you're making dinner and you just want to collect, you know, your leftover meat bones and apple cores and banana peels and, you know, your leftover from the dinner that you had. Those are perfect for lining those little kitchen food waste collector buckets that a lot of cities these days are giving out. When cities come on board that want to start a, you know, big organics collection program like San Francisco or Seattle or Denver, even New York City now, they'll hand out a sample of bags, and they'll hand out these little kitchen compost buckets, which we also sell those to collect that food waste. And then our, you know, our tall 13-gallon size bag, it's just a taller version, you know, for a larger family that might have food waste, a large amount of food waste, more than a single girl like myself. And then the third was, of course, the dog bags, too. We actually, our parent company is located in Norway, and we actually were the first to kind of develop and ask for a dog bag, and they were kind of astonished, like, well, why would you do that? We're kind of like, well, why not? You know how many millions of pets and pet owners out there, they all use, you know, polyethylene plastic bags that will last in the environment forever, so let's give them an alternative.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful, and you're trying to help save the planet, and you might try and get involved in some of the pet-friendly hotels, because as we travel extensively across the United States, I see more and more places that will put a little hitching post nearby and have doggy bag dispensers ready for their guests. So that might be another opportunity for you guys to help spread the word. But Jennifer, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Yeah, no problem. It was a pleasure. And if anyone has any questions, they can just go to our website, biobagusa.com.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about remembering Fido. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Fido Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each issue includes hotel and destination reviews, along with health and wellness topics, dog training tips, and the latest fashion trends. Pick up a copy at Barnes & Noble, Hastings, or go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Fido Friendly is the only magazine dedicated to the travel and lifestyle of man's best friend, and the one magazine your dog will thank you for. Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where fresh and natural pet food is created in the comfort of your home. Learn more about how dehydrated food compares to kibble, canned, raw, and homemade diets at thehonestkitchen.com. My next guest, Boris Girala, is from Hereafter Frames, and he's here to talk about a unique way to honor the pets in our lives who have passed over to Rainbow Bridge. Hi, Boris, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So what makes Hereafter Frames different in the way it honors our pets?
Well, basically what we do is we've combined a few traditions that people go through when they're grieving their pets, which is they have a memorial image, they'll have a photo or a painting, and if they decide to cremate, they will have the ashes, they will place it on a mantle or somewhere where it can be seen and honored. So what we did is we combined those traditions into one place on our frames, and the frames can actually display as well as the painting and the photo, they can display a digital photo display, like one of those slideshows, and it displays it with the urn.
It's really beautiful. And yeah, I think too, what people really, when they go to the website, hereafterframes.com, they'll get such a stunning visual of what it is. It's kind of hard to talk about and because it is such a visual. But, you know, I looked at that on your website and I know this is a different side of your business. So what inspired you to start this part of the business?
Well, it was the unfortunate passing of my own dog. That, you know, it hit me pretty hard. And when I got my options for how I would honor him, I decided to cremate and I decided to look for an urn. And while I was looking for them, the idea it just came to me instantly.
I think that happens to many of us, but some of us just don't have the wherewithal to do it. We kind of just, you know, get what we can get. And, you know, like you said, there's different ways that we can honor our pets. And, you know, truly this is unique. So let's just say, you know, whoever's listening to this right now or people are in the process right now, of grieving or thinking of how they're going to honor their pets, whether it's, you know, had happened recently or it's been a while. If we're going to go on your website, what can you kind of take us through the ordering process? Because it's really, there's a couple of aspects to this. So what would we expect to see once we get on your website, hereafterframes.com?
Well, the thing with the frames, and it's one of those things that as simple and as awesome as the idea is, it kind of makes it up. The deciding factor becomes a little hard for most of my customers because there's so many options. We specialize in customizing these frames, and they have to be customized because, I mean, if you had a small Chihuahua or you had a Great Dane, that's going to really affect the size of the frame, the size of the urn, and maybe even the size of the memorial image or the painting that you decide to choose. So in our shop where you're able to choose how you'd like your frame to look, you have the options of customizing your frame with size, with the size of the frame, the size of the urn, as well as the image and what kind of image you'd like.
So I know for folks, it's kind of like, oh gosh, you know, I don't have a really good picture, but you have access, and you yourself are an artist. So if someone wanted to have a personalized portrait done of their pet as well as the frame, what's the turnaround time if someone wanted to request the portrait and the custom frame?
It would really depend on the size, and I'd say the soonest is 3 weeks for something really small, and it could be as much as 2 months for something large and elaborate.
You know, what are the types of woods that you use? Because those look really unique as well.
Well, we use any exotic wood that's requested, but our standard woods are walnut, cherry, and maple. Oh, and oak.
And it looks like you can combine those too. Is that right?
Yeah. We most of our customers prefer a customized frame where it has inlaid woods and variations of colors and designs. I mean, some of our frames are even painted. We have painted designs on the frame itself where it'll be a nice pattern of gold or silver going around the frame.
Yeah, they really are beautiful. And I also noticed that you could even create a shelf or a drawer. So if you wanted to keep a collar or some other kind of keepsake, you would be able to do that as well.
Actually, that comes standard with every frame. There's a keepsake compartment in the rear of every frame. So for that memorabilia that everyone tends to keep, like you said, the collar and the dog tags and the leash, you have a special place to keep them within the frame.
That is really neat. So over the course of time that you've been doing this, do you have one story or a testimonial you'd like to share, maybe from a customer who wrote to tell you how pleased they were with the finished product?
Sure. It was, believe it or not, it's actually my very first client. They had a pit bull. It was a very sad story. It was actually a great dog. I actually knew the dog. And the dog, it makes me sad just thinking about it, but the dog was shot in a park, in a public park by the police. It made headline news, and somehow in his research and the family's research and finding the best way to honor their pet, they came across my frames when I literally just started the business a few weeks prior. So I was able to honor this pet by creating a very specialized frame that honored this pit bull that passed away here in New York.
Oh, wow. That's really sad. And yeah, it's always a difficult time for everybody. And it certainly isn't meant to, you know, make everybody sad that's listening today, but, you know, kind of give people, you know, some hope and something that, you know, will make them feel happy when they think of their pet. And your website, hereafterframes.com, it's easy to navigate. It includes a lot of information, as well as photo samples. And I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today and, you know, keep up the good work.
No problem. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
For more information, log on to hereafterframes.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll hear from a company who has an active phyto in mind with every product they produce. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Phyto Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each issue includes hotel and destination reviews, along with health and wellness topics, dog training tips, and the latest fashion trends. Pick up a copy at Barnes & Noble, Hastings, or go online to PhytoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Phyto Friendly is the only magazine dedicated to the travel and lifestyle of man's best friend, and the one magazine your dog will thank you for. Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by FlipKey, where private pet-friendly homes, apartments, and condos can be found for your next vacation. Simply log on to FlipKey.com. My next guest is Susan Streibel from Roughwear. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, I'm a big fan of Roughwear, you know, from the booties to the backpacks. Your company has everything needed for the active dog, and our dogs are as active as we are, and sometimes we're armchair athletes. But, you know, the spring is trying to break around here any minute. So what are some of the products we should be looking at to get Phyto ready for the great outdoors?
Well, when it comes to season changes, it's good to keep in mind the condition of your dog. If your dog has spent a lot of time indoors, kind of laying low and maybe in hibernation mode, think about the activity level and what your dog might be able to handle right out of the door as the weather changes. And, you know, paw pads might take a little time to get used to the miles, too, if they've been indoors more often than not. My dog spends most of his time in the winter running around outside, so he actually gets more activity when it's cold out than he does when it's summer. But for spring-related gear, you know, we're already getting ready for spring here at Roughwear. We launched some new gear for the spring-summer season just last month, and one of the products that I'm really excited to try out as the snow here in Bend, Oregon turns to rain is our Sun Shower Rain Jacket. It's a great waterproof PVC-free coated jacket that keeps dogs dry while allowing them to do all the things they love to do, run and jump and keeping that full range of motion for them. So the Sun Shower Rain Jacket's one I'm really excited about. And then also, you know, springtime comes with travel and spring break's coming up. And we know a lot of people take their dogs with them when they travel. And we have a new way to transport dog food. We're calling it our Kibble Caddy. And this portable dog food carrier, it's made from really durable fabric. It's grease resistant and it holds up to 42 cups of kibble. So it's got a lot of capacity there for long road trips or long travel. And the roll down top lets you compress the bag as food is consumed. And it has a really neat side chute that you can dispense kibble from, so you don't have to open up the top every time you want to feed your dog. It's really handy, easy to use, and it's got a cool magnet that closes the little door on the side when you need to just store the bag.
Ooh, I like that a lot. We take our two dogs everywhere with us, and oftentimes, you know, we're grabbing something to stick the kibble in, you know, if we're going to be longer than we think, and we think, oh gosh, we got to make sure we have food for them. So that really sounds good. Now, did you have something before? Is this like a new version of something, or is this like brand new?
This is a new version of a kibble caddy we had before. It's been a few years since we had that product in our line, and we just, a few people around here had the old ones and kept using it, and we thought, gosh, you know, there's probably a need for something like this. So we brought it back, updated it with some new fabrics and the magnet handy side chute thing. It's also got a pocket on the front so you can stick some collapsible bowls in the front and have it all kind of contained, your food feeding system there.
Oh my gosh, that's perfect. Well, now I look at your website, refware.com, and there you've got so many great products to benefit an active lifestyle. Do you have a bestseller? I know it's probably hard to choose because there's so many unique products that you have, but do you have something that maybe flies off the shelf more than the other?
Yeah, you know, of all of our product categories, we do see a lot of boots flying off our shelves. We are known for dog boots, and we've been doing boots for many, many years. We like to think that we've got a handle on it because we've been through so many versions and redesigns. We have three different styles that really meet the needs of active dogs, whether they're going through deep snow or they need protection from hot pavement or snow chemicals and ice melt, things like that. Most recently, we introduced our Summit Trex boots, which my favorite thing about them is they come in a couple of really small sizes for smaller dogs whose paws are tiny and hard to fit in boots. But we do sell a lot of dog boots. That's probably our most popular product category.
So I've always wanted to know this. You have to test these products. So who are the lucky pups that get to test out the products?
Well, it's funny you ask that because we actually have more dogs than humans here at Refware. There's a lot of people here who have more than one dog, and so when you count it all up, we've got quite a captive audience for testing our products. And at any one time, any one of our dogs have a product that's in design that's testing it. But, you know, product testing is really critical to us as part of our product development process. And so we work with a lot of external product testers, so we're not just talking to ourselves. For example, in one season's worth of new products, we may have 50 or more individual testers that are using the product and providing us feedback, which then gives us a chance to refine our products and make sure that when we do introduce them, they're the best they can be.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I was going to suggest that I'd offer up my dogs. You know, when we travel, when we ever get to come through your neck of the woods, we'll stop by and see if there's anything that we can test. But something fun today is I understand you have a prize for one of our lucky listeners.
We do. We're excited to give away one of our Bivy bowls, and this is a portable dog bowl that's really neat. It collapses down flat when you're not using it, so it's great for travel, and it holds water or kibble, depending on your needs.
Well, that is so much fun. So listeners that go to the Fido Friendly Facebook page today through February 28th, 2014, this is a podcast, so we want to make sure we have our dates in here. go ahead and go to that for details on how to enter, and you will log on to facebook.com/Fido Friendly Magazine. So that's an awesome prize. Thanks, Susan, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thanks, Susan. It was fun.
For more information, log on to refware.com. That's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. For more information about today's show or about traveling with Fido, subscribe to Fido Friendly Magazine or visit our website at FidoFriendly.com. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at AnimalRadio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.